It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, November 16th, 2017. It's the birthday of American composer, musician, and music publisher W.C. Handy, born in 1873 in Florence, Alabama. He played with several bands and traveled throughout the Midwest and the South, learning about the African-American folk music that would become known as the blues. Handy later composed his own songs, including St. Louis Blues, Memphis Blues, and Aunt Hagar's Blues, which would help popularize the form and assure its commercial success. In 1892, he formed a band called the Lozette Quartet with the intention of performing at the Chicago World's Fair later that year. But when the fair was postponed until 1893, the band was forced to split up. Handy ended up in St. Louis, where he experienced poverty, hunger, and homelessness. Yet he held fast. He continued to play and eventually made his way to Kentucky, where he was hired as a musician to entertain the well-to-do in the city of Henderson. Handy's first big musical break came in 1896, when he was asked to join W.A. Mahara's Minstrels as its band leader. He stayed with the group for several years, traveling the country and going as far away as Cuba to perform. By the end of the first decade of the 20th century, Handy had settled in Memphis, where he performed frequently at the Beale Street clubs. In 1909, he wrote a campaign song for Edward Crump, a candidate for mayor. Later, he reworked the song into what became known as the Memphis Blues. Often considered the very first blues song ever published, Memphis Blues was a commercial hit, but Handy never got to reap the rewards of its success, having sold the rights to the song for a pittance. He would not make that mistake again, and retained ownership of his future songs by creating his own publishing venture with songwriter Harry Pace. Handy released his next hit, St. Louis Blues, outlining the hardships he'd experienced in that city years before, in 1914. St. Louis Blues became a massive success and would be recorded many times over the next several years. Other Handy hits included Yellow Dog Blues in 1914 and Beale Street Blues 2 years later. He would eventually be credited with composing dozens of songs. In 1918, he moved his business to New York to escape Southern racial hostility and continued to promote the blues to large audiences during the 20s. He organized the first blues performance in New York City's Carnegie Hall in 1928. Handy worked steadily throughout the 30s, publishing Negro Authors and Composers of the United States in 1935 and W.C. Handy's collection of Negro Spirituals in 1938. A few years later, in 1941, he published an autobiography, Father of the Blues. Having experienced problems with his eyesight for years, he was blind by the mid-40s due to a skull fracture, the result of a fall from a train platform. Handy died of pneumonia in New York on March 28, 1958, at the age of 84. More than 20,000 people attended his funeral, and thousands more lined the streets to pay their respects. His legacy continues to shine in the annals of music, with his songs eventually reinterpreted in idioms of blues, jazz, pop, and classical music. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 16th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.